method. It was a
method.
Scientifically proven.
Oh, okay.
That was the next word to come in that sequence.
Speaking of the next to come, this is Pub Cruise. I could not have done that any worse.
Yeah,
but I feel like I should leave that in
a little bit.
Yeah. We need a new intro.
We do. Welcome back to another episode of Pub Crew.
Pub Crew.
I'm Ryan. That's Vic.
I'm Vic.
Percy's get out of the fucking cooler.
Vic. Percy's in the cooler.
He's trying to get in the cooler. He's trying to be like 20% cooler. But he's already cool. He's cool for cats.
He
doesn't need it. He just wants it.
Yeah.
But he's too young to understand the difference between want and need.
Yeah. You know what? Some of us still struggle with that.
But yeah, for sure he does. Oh, did you mean you?
No, I mean Percy.
Oh. Yeah, for sure.
I know the difference between my needs and wants.
You sure about that?
Like, I want a hot goth girlfriend, but what I need is like a hot goth girlfriend.
So, in other words, still learning.
Yeah.
And yearning. So anyways, we hope you've had a great week and understand the difference between want and need.
We want you
to want me.
Well, and also to subscribe and like and share.
And we need you.
Oh, actually.
What we need you.
This is why I have the problems that I have. It's not that I don't know what they are. It's that I have them backwards.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it was. I was like, no, Vic. That's what we need them to do. Want is like just wanting to watch. Just needing is needing them to do the... Anyways, I've had a great week. Thank you for asking, Vic. I'm just tired as fuck. Coming back from everything that we're doing.
Hey, I'm tired too, man. So I feel you.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's a Pub Crew fight.
Sorry. What? I have nothing protruding on me.
No. Oh, that's what it was. Just the ring.
Oh. Oh yeah, I got married. That happened. Not this hand.
But no, this hand. No, that was wrong. Different hand, but still a ring. But yeah, I'm glad your week has gone great. My week has been okay. You know, life. Been working a lot. Been
twerking a lot.
Twerking. Oh, I actually have been twerking a lot, especially during my job.
Gotta.
Yeah.
That's how you say limber in the modern day.
It's that late night. It's that late night booty shaking.
Mm-hmm. You got it. That's how you keep limber in the modern 2020s.
Yeah, the modern 2020s. As opposed to the classic 2020s, which I feel like is just 2020.
Yeah. That's
the classic. Like, that became vintage very fast.
It really did. Can we talk about something that's weird?
No.
Like, the roaring 20s are coming back in, like, the weirdest ways.
It's the raring 20s. The rar XD 20s.
I don't want it.
I actually really do wanna.
I do, but I don't. There's a thing called Coin Boys.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know?
No.
I was only recently privileged to this term and what it means and the demographic it applies to. It's legit people that apparently are so invested into like the aesthetic of just carrying around a coin. Right, be it a quarter or like a legit, like a cool ass coin, like Two Face up in this bitch, and their lifestyle is buy the coin and everything is decision based, so chance, probability, legit.
How do you know?
I saw someone talk about it, and it was weird.
Okay,
and apparently that's just their lifestyle. It's like now they're just like, and then all right, I'm not doing it.
That seems like some weird ass like Rick and Morty shit. Actually,
well, I mean, look at the fucking look at where we're at in today's world. Yeah, that does sound tracks. Well,
there's that episode where he has like the fucking
crystal thing.
Yeah,
that wasn't probability. That was him looking at the options and being like, "I'm not doing that."
Mm-hmm.
You leaving your fucking decision, your day up to a coin's kind of like, I don't know, man. You should probably eat. You should probably go take that shit.
Everything.
it's I don't that's see, really but that's weird. I don't know if it's everything, but for sure it was like most things.
Yeah.
And like that's like the term.
I hope all you coin boys lose your coins. I hope you guys are playing Mario Party and then a fucking big boo just comes up and takes all your coins.
Just boobs you.
Just boobs you?
Just boobs.
Yeah, booze.
And, oh yeah.
Speaking of booze,
we should nice fucking segue.
Hey, well, you know what? We've been doing this for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting better. We've been getting fucking
getting the feta.
Getting never been better. That's not a fucking thing that I was gonna open up. I forgot. Oh shit. Percy scared the shit out of me, bro.
Yeah, he does that. But that's good to know he's over there and not in the corner.
No, I mean, I think he's going back.
Yeah. There he fucking...
yeah. All right, well, me, cut that out, but come back to this. Big thanks to the insiders, Hard Cider Craft. This is actually a fucking champagne cider.
Champagne.
Because of the celebration of the United... nation that is
your Rylandia and Synthlandia coming together. The treaties got signed.
Yeah.
The T's got dotted and the I's got crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, finally.
Yeah. So to everybody at home,
cheers.
Cheers.
And remember, you don't have to drink to show the pub crew, but it helps.
That is like, That's like a nice champagne.
My nips are hard right now.
It's very apple-y.
It's
I think I got like just coat your mouth.
Mouth.
And then just let live and let live, man. Just let loose. Just fucking pump up the juice. Just fucking.
Two of those things contradict. Which one do you want me to do first?
Go take a deuce. Go fucking.
Oh, okay. I can.
Go have sex with a moose. Go fucking.
You lost me again.
Break up the truce.
That would. If you had sex with a moose, I would break multiple truces.
Oh, damn. Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, fucking don't do it. That's the fuck around, literally, and find out.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I get that.
Yeah. That's what it applies to, fucking moose.
Yeah.
Fuck a boot.
You think Canadians would be pissed at
yes.
that? Yes. Oh. Wouldn't it sound like, they hold sacred. And just live with the fuckers.
Is a caribou the same thing or is it different?
No, I'm pretty sure that's different.
Oh. That's probably what they hold sacred.
But yeah.
Only because the name just came back into my head. I was like, that's another thing that's out there.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's not what this episode's gonna be about. For fuck's sake,
I have no fucking idea what this episode's gonna be about. But
it's gonna be us getting sloshed. What's the ABV on this?
13-14%. I forgot. He told me. He told me in IRL, so I can't remember.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh yeah. We may have fucked up on the pour on this one.
Nah, I think we're good.
I'm glad. You know what? Glad you said that.
Yeah, no,
I feel better about it.
I've had a good week.
I'm just tired.
Honestly, I don't even know if it's good. I think I just had an eventful week. But I'm happy. I'm very, very happy.
There you go. So it's good.
Yeah, at least.
Because it's not negative. Because there's eventful and it could be for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I've had a good week. I'm just tired. But that's also because I've had a good week. Did a lot of shit. Like, it's been good. It's been great.
Yeah, this goes down easy.
That's scary.
It really is.
Champagne.
Mm-hmm. Makes me just want to dance. I just want to fucking dance.
I'll get my tits out and just slap them around.
So, sorry, Joe. Thank you.
Oh!
I feel like you should have just said... if you want to slap our tits, you will get one free pass. You get
one. One just solid... No, you can backhand. I'll let you.
Editor's note, please print out the ticket and have it presented to him.
It's just on a toilet paper. Anyways.
Yeah.
Joe Insider from Insider.
Yeah. The cider. Insider Cider. Yeah.
Cider.
Actually, that's my type of cider. Anyways, we're not going to talk about that.
We're done promoting you, Joe. Sorry. We're moving on. Fucking.
We appreciate it.
Yep. So fucking, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've had another episode. It's been a while. Okay, I gotta stop. Yeah, no. So just to recap, I guess from last time, because I'm sure you've noticed there's a gappage, and that's mainly because I was doing things, life things, big life things,
gappage things.
But yeah, we are due to return you back to your regularly scheduled broadcast podcast.
Yeah.
Of the crew and do, of all things that we're going to do. I didn't mean for it to go that way, but then it was like just going that way, and I was like, I was like, oh, this
that's
is
beautiful.
It's just happening. It's nice.
Yeah, I already forgot which one it was.
You
know what?
There you go.
You know what? I was close enough.
You're pretty. I'll settle.
That's what my ex said.
Wait. Damn it! No.
I feel like we need to get back on.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, but holy shit! Yeah, no, it's been crazy. I've actually been. If we do want to take a few minutes to talk about that shit.
Yeah, just a recap of where we've been, what we've been up to, and why we're here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still working nights, which I think is like the biggest thing. That's like really affected my life, and both a good and a bad way. I really enjoy it, to be honest. But yeah, my life is backwards, so I really don't have a social life anymore. That's why we're drinking at 10 a.m., 12 a.m.
Fuck.
I've been drinking since 8 a.m. No, just kidding.
12 a.m.?
Yeah. But yeah, that's been fucking crazy. I've been working on leveling up my skills. I've been doing the rap stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been writing a lot more, making a lot more beats, and then I've been learning guitar, so I've been writing rock music. I have like two songs, like one's like 70% done, the other one's like 30% done. So I feel like if I
that's almost a sex whole
them
song.
If I sex them together,
you could have a song.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I still need to find band members, but I feel like I could find a few good people. I think it'd be super fun. And that's fucking been taking up a lot of my time on top of fucking working mad OT at my J-O-B. See, I got rhymes too, bro.
My word intentional was not a challenge. I have nothing after that. Anything that comes after that is completely unintentional. I apologize for I apologize for leading you on with my skills that I don't have.
This is gonna be
not mean for that.
Pub crew rap battle.
I'll get one good verse in it and you like demolish me, and I'm like, I had nothing. That was all I had. I'm sorry.
Sure you can.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah. Oh man. No, but that'd be super fun to do.
Fucking, was it? I saw it the other day. Well, first of all, so Facebook. I don't know. It's not recent, but like, what did they change their name to? They have a new name, right? It's not like Facebook anymore.
What?
Like the whole thing, right? Like it's different.
Oh, it's called the fucking. Metatron.
Meta mis huevos en tu boca.
That's why I said Metatron. That's why I said Metatron.
Sorry.
That's why I said Metatron.
It's okay. I still wanted to say it anyways. I wasn't going to give it up. I deserve a little. Just a little.
Just a little love.
Take that one home with you.
Yeah,
it's great.
Put it in a pot. Plant it in a plant.
Wouldn't you have to plant it first before you put it in the pot?
I guess so. Is planting like the act of putting it into the soil, or the act of putting it into the pot? Then why wouldn't the soil already be in the pot? Wait, who the fuck?
I'm gonna have to level with you, Vic. I legit, when you said pot, I thought you meant cooking pot. So I thought you were already in the process of cooking the bitch. That's why I was like, well, you're already like four, maybe five steps ahead, depending on what you're cooking.
I feel like we just have a different interpretation.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm glad we cleared that up. I was like, I'm going to have to level with you. I thought cooking pot. But you are also right if we're going on what you said. You would actually be right.
Yeah.
Glad we.
I'm just saying. Hey, I'm just saying.
Super saying?
No, but that's a lot. That's a lot of saying. Mm. I'm glad we took the time to discuss this. Dude, we are very rusty back from the show.
Is it?
Or back to the show?
Sure, it's just not the 13% fucking shrimpagon we're downing.
No, I think it has a lot to do with.
No, I'm pretty sure.
With
slightly confident.
Slightly confident?
Yeah.
Dang.
My empty stomach says otherwise.
I wish I was slightly confident.
That's how I go through my days.
Yeah.
People think I have like this boasting confidence and like I have this fucking thing. I'm like, bro, I start each day slightly confident.
Oh, yeah, no, I do that.
I only go more confidence once I'm just like, nah, yeah.
No.
And then slowly, wait, nah.
I'm overconfident.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Just slightly confident. That's all you want
to
be.
Yeah, that's what that seems like a good way to live life. It seems like a good way to go about things. I feel like I'm fucking changing my voice a lot and it's fucking driving me nuts. Because like I take a look at like my wave file and I'm
well,
like,
well, the steering wheel I have on my lap is what drives me nuts.
Yarg.
Anyways. Did you miss us?
Please write your answer in the comments below.
A, B, C, or D.
Or the Q&A.
A, yes. B, terrible.
C, D's nuts. Yeah. Ow.
Sorry.
Just kidding. That one was not. Anyways, so that's the whole show, guys. Thank you so much. We're gonna do half episodes.
No, fuck, right? That's the fucking like the all right, we're cutting it in half, and then we're just gonna come back to hey, welcome guys, back.
We're gonna try a whole new different cider. It's the Getin Ciders. No, just kidding. Fuck.
Getin Cider and then the follow up dessert flavored ciders, the Cummins finishing cider.
Yeah.
I need your pity.
I don't think we can get away with a lot of that.
No, well,
I mean, we
in
will.
What way?
Like naming it that.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, no, yeah.
You couldn't market it like that. No,
no,
for sure. Like there'd be some people that probably buy it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like me. Yeah. But that'd be
probably. That's like you're the one making it. You're spending the money to make it. You're
stop giving away the secrets. Those are trade secrets,
you're just
Vic.
You're losing double money.
That's not true. It's called investing in yourself. That's what I do when I buy clothes and shit.
Yeah, that's self-care.
It's investing in yourself, Vic. Is it not the same if I make a product and then sell it, but then I buy it back? That's just investing in yourself.
No.
Is that
different.
Not how that
no.
works? Well, that kind of explains a lot, because now I'm slightly worried that that's probably not what it is, because I was only slightly confident in saying that, and it is waning the other direction, because I think I'm starting to realize that's probably why shit hasn't worked out. You can't make a product, sell it, and buy it yourself.
I mean,
that's not invest. I have misunderstood investment this whole time. Woof.
You know what?
Here's investment tips 101 from Pub Crew. That's not how that shit works.
Now all you have to do is file for bankruptcy.
Should we talk after?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I don't know what we should.
If you're gonna give me that kind of advice,
I'm not a financial advisor.
But you should file for bankruptcy. Yeah. The fuck.
Anyways.
Yep. Yep.
So that's what we've been up to. It's been very fun and very crazy, and I want to fucking die. No, I'm just kidding. Just a little bit. So we do appreciate the patience. You know, that's been the biggest fucking thing. And we know that we fucking bullshit a lot and we talk a lot of bullshit. But we do appreciate it.
It's like 85% of the show.
Yeah.
Solid.
Oh, yeah. That's a solid 85.
At least.
Yeah. I would say like 80, 88.
Yeah. That's probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because like the 10% is like news shit or like stories,
actual stuff, and then 5% is like the deep.
No, well, first of all, it's 2%, and 2% is like the deep.
Don't you solidify my feelings to 2%?
The deep two.
It's a the deep two. You know what? Never mind. Go for it. I'm okay with this all of a sudden.
It's a whole chode's worth of deepness. I'm glad I could bring that on the show. I'm glad
I
could
say, was it you that told me that it was about a chode's worth?
Yeah, because I cut my hair, in case you guys didn't notice. I dyed it for the wedding because I didn't want to stand out at the wedding.
But you did, because you were just as beautiful.
Aw, dude. Oh,
Vic, post a picture of us.
No.
Post a picture of us.
Okay.
You know, you got at least one.
At a just married.
There you go.
Well, like on him, not on me.
Not too late. Nah, it's too late. You commit. It's on camera. It's too late.
But put like the
pay me, bitch.
Put like the just married stamp. Like don't put like
No, put a frame. Yeah. Put a nice little frame. Like a MS Paint fucking frame.
I was just gonna get clip art.
Yeah, there you go. Just right over us. Right there.
Yeah. No, that's good. That was good. We're good. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. I got you.
Nah. To be fair, like the whole thing was great, like the whole ceremony, I'm not gonna lie, like everything leading up to it, which you guys have kind of been following bits and pieces of it here and there,
mm-hmm.
When we'd bring it up and talk about it when we would,
yeah,
everything came together and went off beautifully. It was amazing. And Vic actually helped out a lot with that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've properly thanked you enough, bro.
Oh,
I know,
dude,
I've thanked you, but I don't think I've properly thanked you enough, because like I don't think I ever could.
Hey, man.
But like a lot of shit happened that I was like, damn. Damn. Like shit that you go back from me, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Granted, I know it was you and like Cynthia's sister.
Yeah, but who cares about her?
I know, it's right? We're not talking about her, and it's about you.
It's about me.
It's about you right now, baby.
Jenny, you're right. I'm sorry. You're a great help. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. If you do watch this,
if you don't watch this, fuck you.
Yeah.
But you're never going to see this. So like,
it doesn't matter. But if you do see
it. Oh, can we triple down?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Never mind.
No, just double. Sorry. All right. Thank you.
But, oh, dude, it was honestly amazing just to fucking be there and help and make shit go off mostly without a hitch.
Yeah.
And save cake toppers and do
like twice.
Go to the kitchen and
and
fucking all this shit. And it was super fun because I'm like, well, everybody else is having fun, so I'm fucking, this is great. I did sneak off and went to like go do the photo thing and the fucking the chocolate treats thing and the fountain of chocolate and
I didn't get any of that.
That sucks. It was really good.
And I'm so upset because my aunt who did all that, the dessert show, legit brought us dessert to like we were at the big table. Me and Cynthia.
Oh, that's worse.
She brought us desserts as we were eating. Which, by the way, I get that's like part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. And I loved everyone that came up. But it was one of those things where it was like, Cynthia and I are eating. This was like our only meal in like, I don't know, because I know she didn't have breakfast. Mm-hmm. We had breakfast because Johnny came in clutch.
Oh, yeah, Johnny.
Shout out to JB. Shout out to
the whole gentleman club.
Yeah, the whole gentleman. Yeah, like we fucking, it was great.
Oof.
JB came in with fucking breakfast. I was like, I ordered breakfast. And JB's like, I already got breakfast. I'm like, my man.
Yeah.
And we took shots at like fucking 10 in the morning.
No, we didn't.
I mean, no, we didn't. We didn't.
Fuck up.
There's photos of it.
Oh, though. Shit. Me put up the. Oh, actually, we haven't gotten the photos.
But I know they exist.
Yeah.
This is the only reason why we did it.
Me put up a different photo and I said, put up the photo. Put one that's unrelated.
There you go. Fucking. But yeah, no, like fucking, that was our meal.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you guys eaten after that. Like that was my only meal in the morning.
Hell no. Well, I only ate until like 9 or like when we got there and like the food was there, and because I ate like super quick because I knew like people were gonna start coming in.
I was trying. Me and Cynthia were trying.
Oh no, yeah, like you guys were fucked.
Yeah,
like you guys were like talking. We got our plate,
and even we were like fucking at the table, just like people coming up. Oh my god,
I come to you.
I'm there, like fucking balls deep in a taco, just like
But what were you eating?
Also a taco. But yeah, no, like it was fucking great. It was just one of those things where like everyone kept coming up.
Yeah.
So that's why my aunt brought us like doing dessert. Wedding shit.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get to. So I realized at that point, like once we finished eating and stuff, and then I went to go mingle and like, because I think it wasn't so long after that we did like our old entrance and everything because the dinner was done. And then I didn't go back to that table until like. The speeches, I think.
Yeah,
I didn't go back up.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, so it was like a big gap that I didn't go back to the table. Then I was like, "Oh, sick, the dessert." But then we did the speeches.
Yeah,
and then we did the fucking cake, and then it was back to dancing and mingling. And I was like, "I never got the dessert."
Yeah, that sucks.
I saw them there. Yeah, never got to do it.
Yeah, that really sucks.
They looked good,
though. Yeah, they were pretty good. Yeah. Sorry,
no.
The food was good. The desserts were really good. The photo booth stuff was super fun.
You know, we got all those photos.
What?
We got all those photos.
For real?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll have to show them to you. I could probably send you
Hell
the link.
Yeah.
You're talking about like from the selfie station?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They sent us all of them.
God damn.
Everybody.
That's a lot of photos.
It is a lot of photos.
I cannot wait.
But I've seen,
see
I saw all of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
hell yeah.
These are dope as fuck.
I wish I would have taken more of them.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that's what was going to happen either. But it was like,
yeah, we should have taken some.
I never actually never went to the selfie station. Every photo I took was with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
Somewhere in the fucking venue.
Yeah.
Like I never got a chance to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only one I got pulled to was they had that 360 photo booth station.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Which was cool as fuck. And that's only because like Cindy's cousin had that, and she was like, "Hey, she wants to do one of this," and I was like, "Oh, sick!" So me and her quickly went and did one, and then immediately after that was like, "Come here, talk
to all these other people." Yeah. And yeah, that's why like me and Jenny did that shit because we were fucking teaming up.
No, I got you.
Yeah, we were team group.
I saw your guys' work.
Hell yeah.
I saw everything in the background. Like, I saw how it all came together and accumulated. I was like,
no, yeah. Man,
guys did a fucking lot.
We had our own fucking code.
I got you.
I'm just kidding. We did it. It didn't get that intricate. But we did plan it out, and we were just like, okay, so we're just going to make sure this shit goes okay.
And I will say, to the best of my understanding and knowledge, everything went off without a hitch.
Oh, no, yeah, it went fucking great. I fucking really loved it.
I didn't hear of anything that happened.
No, yeah, good.
That's why I'm like, that's exactly. I was like, good. I was like, if anything did happen, I didn't hear about it.
No, yeah.
So we're just.
No, actually.
Great.
Actually, we did pretty good. We planned everything out. Everything was pretty, like, crisis-less. Yeah. Which I feel like is the main thing.
Yeah, there was no like, and I'll be honest, with as much fucking alcohol that was there.
No, yeah, for sure.
Like, honestly, granted, it's like, I know my family, I know her family. Nothing was gonna like.
No, I just think
nothing was gonna happen.
I just think it's crazy that it's like, fucking my Mexican accent came out. I just think it's fucking crazy. We had so much fucking alcohol, and then we're still like. Oh, we're running low on alcohol. And then people just started taking, like, whatever was fucking left.
Mm-hmm.
Which, honestly, is kind of what I expected it to be like.
That was probably the best case.
I knew people were going to be like, oh, well, if I take my beer and other people just ask for that beer, they're going to take my beer. And I'm like, well, technically, yes, but I feel like if enough people bring enough of that beer,
that's like, what I was it trying won't to matter because
by the time you fucking get drunk, you're not going
to
give a shit. You know, like,
like, that's what was crazy was, yeah, they had all of it back there, but people wouldn't know what to ask for unless they knew it was there.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you took a beer, and I realized, like, there was more control than I thought there would be. Because, like, I legit, when I went back there, I took certain bottles to be refrigerated, and they're like, they had them all lined up, and they're like, what's getting served and what's not? And I was like, no, 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 serve this. And they're like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, legit. And that's how it was. Yeah, so, like, those other bottles, I had to go back there myself and be like, hey, I'm going to take this bottle out. They're like, cheers. Go for it.
Yeah. It's your fucking wedding.
Yeah. But, like, I just had to tell them, like, hey, I'm taking it. You know, like, because I would tell them, like,
you didn't want them to be like, oh, some fucking.
Yeah. Some random, like, whoever, like, try to go back there, be like, no, tell them they have to tell me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want someone saying their bottle walked off.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'll put it back there, but let me know and I'll go get it. Yeah. I didn't mind. Because I went back there quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nice little spot to be like, all right, I'm going to take a little breather. All right, nobody cares.
For real. And
yeah.
Like, if I had to dip back there for a bit, I'd be back there just like,
oh, yeah, I'm getting a bottle. Yeah, no, totally. Whew.
This staff was cool because, like, I usually back there like, and they're like, doing all right? I'm like, no, I'm doing good. Yeah. I'm like, it's just no one's back here but you guys. And you guys aren't going to bug me. And they're like, take your time. Mm-hmm. Did you want a glass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super fun. Taking shots with everybody was super fun.
Oh yeah, no.
Oh man. That was I love that. Seeing people that I hadn't seen for a lot of years was super fun.
It was really good.
A lot of years. Yeah. It was super, super.
It was a big turnout.
Yeah.
It was actually a pretty good turnout.
It was very sweet. It was very much a holy shit. Like, I can't believe this is what fucking brought everybody together type of situation.
It was one of those, like, I sent out the invitations, I sent out the feelers, and who showed, and it was a good amount.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. I love the little clip of us emo dancing.
Bro, sad I didn't get I didn't get to partake in that. But yeah, it was like you feel age, like, it was great.
Yeah.
I saw that clip, and I was like... I'm gonna save this.
And that's part
I'm
of the
save the fuck out of this because that was
the
great.
Best man duties. You have to like have fun. Like I made sure to like cross through the dance floor as many times as possible.
I wanted to. Like even when Poison came on, people wanted me to go up there and dance. But I was like legit in the middle of like two conversations.
Yeah.
That I was like, I fucking can. I'm the worst person for this right now.
Yeah. Actually,
it was fun.
Yeah,
it was still fun. Sure. It was like as hectic as it was like fun. I say hectic, but it's only because it's like I felt like I was being like. I mean, we're like the main people.
Yeah, no, that's
bride and
you're
groom.
The only reason we're there.
Exactly. So I'm like, yeah, I get it, but it's like, yeah, it was still fun. Like I still had fun. It was great.
Yeah.
And like it was surprising too. Like as much alcohol as I took, I wasn't like fucked up. Until we got to the after party.
Oh yeah, no. Afterwards was a bit of a mess, but that was super fun.
I'm glad we found.
Big shout out to Daniel.
Yes,
thank you so much, Daniel. You're a fucking gentleman and a scholar.
We found a place for the menudo.
Shakala, big baller, driving. 20, well, actually, he's not driving an Impala. He's driving a
20-inch rims on the Charger.
Charger.
Charter, right?
So, no, that's why I like it was gonna fit perfectly, and I'm like, he can take it. He knows the line.
He knows
the rhyme. Yeah, big shout out to Daniel. Big shout out again to the court of gentlemen.
Yeah, the court of extremely good gentlemen.
Yeah, y'all were fucking amazing. The whole day.
It was really good.
And you know what's funny? I kind of was like, all right, you guys go do groomsmen things or else I'm going to tell you to do shit. Like,
groomsmen things? Like what?
Like go fucking talk to people. Go be social. Go
for sure. Like, yeah, they were doing
they're the life of the party, you know? Yeah. Like there's
JB was on it.
Yeah, for sure. JB, even fucking Daniel was out there.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
Like I can't thank you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, everybody. Fucking Daniel. Damn, that sounds like what I said. Juan.
Yeah.
Bueno. You know.
I think everything leading up to it, which that's kind of what, like, since we were getting closer, that's what kind of like started like the delays with everything here.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
we're just right. kind of letting
about, we're supposed to talk about the podcast, not ourselves.
But I mean, that's what we're talking yeah. about. Was like that's what was happening. Like that was our delay with this was
yeah. Was that a whole ass wedding?
Yeah, we had amazing. a whole ass wedding. Yeah. You know, two-handed
yeah.
fucking whole ass wedding. It was yeah. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also everything leading up as we got closer, which I think we kind of talked about a little bit getting up to what's that was going to like kind of set everything yeah. off for a little bit. But I mean, life, and we hope you understand, mm-hmm. but we know you're here for it. So mm-hmm. we love you guys. We Thank do. You. But it was Thank really you. Great. So I'm sorry if we're spilling too much about it, but yeah.
We can't help it. We yeah, really can't.
That's legit. Like we're coming down from all that.
Yeah.
Came back from a honeymoon and shit.
Yeah.
That was great.
I went too. Me put up the picture.
Yeah. I ran into Vic. Fucking A.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, we had a good time.
Funny. Yeah. Oh man.
They had to kick me out because I kept taking shots with you.
Oh dude, it happens. I was on the clock. You know what I mean.
But I didn't want to. You know, yeah, I didn't want to pass
it
up.
Happens. Yeah. Hey. Happened.
It's whatever. You kept yelling your tag.
Yeah.
And they were like, no one works here by the at Budokan. Getting kicked out of the Rainforest Cafe.
Dude,
chuck that up on my bucket list.
I would love to. Can we do that?
What? Get kicked out of the Rainforest Cafe?
Gets kicked out of it.
Yes.
But we'd have to find a Rainforest Cafe that we're not going to go to ever again.
Oh.
So I feel like we should go to like the Arizona one.
Yes. I'm like, yes. Yeah. We'll go there one time and then we're never going to want to go
yeah,
back.
Yeah, definitely.
Go there once and like, all right, this was nice. We'll never do this
never,
again.
Never, yeah.
We'll never come back to this one again.
Exactly. Oh, shit. My bad, Mixer. Yeah, dude, that's super sick. The wedding was so fun. I cried. Honestly, like, I cannot wait to see. I wish I could see more videos of me or more pictures of me, but like, I don't know y'all's family and everything, so I don't know when I do show up, just because I don't have any pictures of me with the fucking coat on, and I look so much better with the fucking coat on than I did without it.
You know what, that's true. I remember you a lot with the coat off.
Yeah, it was fucking hot and I was sweaty.
I'll ask. I know yeah. I've seen some photos.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for the photographer to get back to us
yeah.
because he's still editing and he's going to do everything at once.
Yeah. I really want to do an AI generator picture of like our side and their side of like when we were doing the officiating thing. Sorry, no, I'm doing this like if I'm not doing officiating.
Like, what, are you throwing up fucking gangs?
No, I'm fucking two pussies at once.
Oh,
actually, that's. Anyways, I think that'd be super sick.
No, for real. Yeah. Bro, I've been getting sent so many photos, but it's great.
Nice.
I legit was like trying not to cry, but I knew I was going to.
And we did it.
Yeah,
we fucking did it, boys.
You fucking guys.
Yeah.
You fucking did it.
Yeah.
During the ceremony, I was for sure having an anxiety attack. When we were lining up,
yeah.
I was for sure not okay.
Yeah, no.
My mom saw it, everybody, because I was just, when we were lining up, and I was like, they're like, you okay? Yeah, why?
Yeah.
They're like, you should probably breathe. I'm like, I'm breathing, they're like, slower?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, that was super fun.
Like, you should probably inhale again. This is like one of those moments, and I was like, I got choked up twice.
Yeah,
during the ceremony, only twice, which was okay. That was the least amount that I was expecting, because I was expecting more.
Yeah,
and I was trying so hard, and I got so far, but in the end, it actually did matter.
Yeah.
No,
I only turned around once to like wipe a tear from my eye.
Yeah,
that was funny. Actually, fucking Amanda called me out on that shit.
Of all fucking people.
Yeah, she was like,
God
hey,
damn.
I saw you did that.
Of
I'm like,
all
yeah.
people.
Why wouldn't I? It was a beautiful wedding.
Oh, shout out to fucking Undisputed Family.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking great.
Yeah, we saw saw Amanda and Chris. We saw Mikey show up.
Mikey showed up too. Yeah, that was
me.
Great.
Put up the ones with Mikey.
Yeah, I think you got a photo with you.
Yeah. Okay, me flip the photo of me and Mikey so that Mikey's facing the other way, and then put the photo of him and Mikey.
Because I think it's legit the opposite directions, right?
And then just put like a sandwich of like Ryan, Mikey, Mikey, me, or me, yeah. Mikey, Mikey, Ryan.
Two Mikeys.
Yeah.
And Vic and Ryan.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Sandwiched.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. It was great.
It was great. It was, yeah, it was a good I loved time. It. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah, it was.
Actually, it looked really good in that picture, too. So, you did. Like, I might crop him out. I'm sorry.
Nah, because he was right. No, you got to leave him in because he chalked you up in the same photo. Yeah, he's right. Like, my boy's dappered up. And yeah, I'm like, right. you gotta leave him in, bro. Yeah. He compliments you. Well, yeah,
but
you
if I put that
photo
on Tinder, I don't want them to think that it's going to be him they're going to be seeing.
Like, first of all, why are you putting a photo of you and him on Tinder? Unless you're selling something.
I'll have to put like a fucking, I won't selling him on Tinder. I'll have to put like a sticker over his face.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Why are you thinking so? Did you want? Are you propositioning something?
I just really we'll like this that out picture. After. I really like that it's picture.
I agree. It's a good picture.
I think I look good.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You look great.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I think we're saying the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but anyways, it was good to be very selfless for a day, for a whole 30 hours. And then still be very selfish in like the little things, because I made sure I got food and I made sure I got like cord and like everything.
I will definitely admit I was trying to be the best host that I could,
because
at the same time that's like where my mentality is. I know it's our wedding,
yeah,
but I still want to be a good host. Well, so everyone that came up, I know, and I appreciate that,
yeah,
and I love you guys for doing that, because like, at the same time, that's something I was worried about. Everyone that came up or I'd see you walk in when there was food,
mm-hmm.
I legit would stop mid conversation and be like, did you eat?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, well, no, I'm like, go get food.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you got like this much time. Like, it stops at this hour.
Yeah.
You got to get food.
Yeah.
I'd be like, there's plenty. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, well, I'm like, no, go get some fucking food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want to make sure everyone that's here for dinner is getting fucking food because there's plenty of it. I'm like, I want you to go get some. There's some people that actually caught on to that. They were like, oh, well, thank you. Like, I'd be like, we'll talk later.
Yeah,
like, I tell them, sure. Like, we'll talk later. Like, we'll catch up. But I'm like, hey, right now it's dinner time. Like, you got 2 hours. All right, they showed up like 30 minutes. I'm like, hey, you got like 30 minutes. Right, yeah. There's elotes. We had elotes.
Yeah, for everything. I put everything on, bro, that bitch.
Yeah, for sure. Same here. Like, I got my cup and I was like, I was dying because, like, I'd eaten everything. I got to elote. Yeah. And I was like,
and then something like, I can take this while I go outside and solve a problem and then go back in and fucking talk to people.
Elotes was the fucking way to go. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Yeah. Once I told people, there's elotes, they're like, they're fucking what?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it was great.
Go get you. I'm like, go get you.
That's like, all the year and a half of planning fucking paid off so yes. Fucking well. It paid off in dividends. And I cannot wait until you guys renew your vows. And like, what 30 is it, fucking like, years, 40 fucking,
isn't like 10 the minute? We can do 10.
Yeah,
we can do 10, like a high school reunion.
Oh, I forgot to bring back the ring box. My bad.
Bitch.
Shit. Me cut that out. No,
yeah, leave it in, whatever. No, leave you piece of shit.
I forgot it.
It's all good.
That's my bad.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Hold me.
I'm like, the camera probably can't see the face. No,
definitely not.
But yeah, no, it was great. It was a great time. So that's what we've been up to this whole time. And then,
oh yeah, sorry, you're here.
Yeah, thank you for listening in. Yeah. In case you wanted to know how the wedding went.
Yeah,
and if you're a viewer who went to the wedding, leave a comment below.
Yeah,
be nice.
If you didn't go to the wedding,
let us know.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you it was awesome.
Yeah, we'll chop it up, mm-hmm. as the kids say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being in that, it was great. Definitely talk.
Yeah, can I fangirl for a second?
Please.
Oh, sorry, fanboy for a second.
Bitch, like, please do it.
Dude, the girls look so fucking cute. Like the whole core, like holy shit. Like the makeup was super fucking badass. Like the dress was fucking amazing. Cindy's dress was fucking amazing.
Bro, like, that's what I legit was like that whole time. Like when they said they arrived, right? And I stepped outside. And then when they were inside, they're like, you can't turn around. They're like, don't turn around. And I was like, got you. Yeah. I was on point. I was legit. I didn't move. I was like dead center of the porch.
But you're like, I kind of want to see it.
I was like, I wanted to turn, but I was like, no. Yeah. I kept facing the altar the whole fucking time. And I was like, I'm just going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look because I wanted it to.
Yeah.
The only thing that made it like semi-bearable was like, I was obviously like it was happening, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, now it's hitting. It's go time or hitting.
Yeah.
Walk the aisle. Then I'm up there at the fucking altar. And then her cousin who officiated the whole thing, who was there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm facing the direction I couldn't face, but I still couldn't see, right? Like,
and just the anticipation.
The page. It was, bro, I gotta tell you, like, that moment was one of those moments where I was like, fuck. Because I was legit, like, my nerves were as high as they could be.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And I guess she could tell because she was like, breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Unbuckle your knees. Yeah. And I was like, thank you. Yeah. I was legit like, I'm doing shit I don't know that I'm doing. Yeah. And she's like, just chill.
Yeah,
like, just calm a little bit.
At that point, like, you're like facing away from me, so we can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know that you're having a panic attack.
But she's right next to me, seeing me. So that's why she's like, just breathe. Unbuckle your knees. Like, I've seen people pass out, and I'm like, that's solid advice. Because I don't know I'm doing the things that you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, can you see her yet? I was like, no. And then as she said that, the door opened, and I was like, she's like, okay, just breathe. That's when I was legit like trying not to lose. I'm like, just keep cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. That's why I'm sure they captured that.
Everything was so pretty. Everybody looked so beautiful.
It was great. Like the whole court. Dude,
the boys standing out in the fucking sun was super funny.
I was half in the sun.
I got lucky.
You lucked out. I was legit like my right side because I guess the direction I was facing. Yeah. My foot was in the sun and I felt that bitch cooking. Yeah. I was like, God.
How do you think the boys felt, bro? How do you think the boys felt?
I know they came through.
Yeah.
The boys.
So good.
The boys. Yeah. They came through.
But yeah, dude, everybody looks so pretty, dude. I was fucking flabbergasted. Like, the dresses look really fucking nice.
Yeah.
The makeup and the hair look really fucking amazing. On our side, I think we look really fucking good, to be honest.
We got like a lot of compliments.
Yeah, like
we did good because we got a lot of compliments. Yeah. So like the boys' court over here looking fucking dapper. I'm like,
yeah,
we did something. We did something good. Sure. We did something right.
I love dressing up too, man. That's fucking bad.
It was nice. I'm glad it all. I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and toot my own horn, Vic. The hat. The hat sold, Vic. You can't deny it. The hat sold.
Why are you bringing this up? I just said not a top hat. You took that so personally.
You're right, but it wasn't a top hat.
And I know, and that, I just said you're good.
But the hat I had though.
But the hat with the
suit though, and the toy,
and the twim,
and the twim. Girl, I was on fucking fleek. I gotta fucking tell you. I got so many fucking comments. Everyone was like, it pops.
I need more
drinks. It fucking pops.
I need more drinks.
Should we get more drinks?
Yeah, this is gonna be a longish episode.
We should do it. Yeah, we gotta catch up.
Mm-hmm. But, no. Yeah, okay. While you do this, me, keep rolling. Honestly, like, the whole thing was just not a fucking top hat. Like, I don't even have to, like, discuss it. Put the picture up. I didn't have to like talk about it with Cynthia or fucking Jenny, because like we all knew, like, just not a top hat. Like, you can wear a hat, and you know what, even Daniel joined you and he wore a hat.
I told him he could.
Yeah, and I feel like if you would have told the other people that they could, and that's fine, we need a drink anyways. I feel like if we would have told the other people that hats were okay, I feel like they would have worn hats too. My hair was looking too fucking good for me to wear a fucking hat. So,
your hair was on point.
Yeah, everything. He said my hair was on point. It's because we really need to fucking. You know what? That's what we're gonna get next. We're gonna get a couple of condenser mics. I feel like we can pick up the room now. now that we have like independent fucking channels and shit. Anyways,
that's true.
Yeah, it was super pretty. It was super beautiful. I loved it. I cried. I cried so much.
But the hat, though, Vic. Hold on. I got to show you this pic. Felipe sent me this pic.
Oh, okay. Oh, shout out to Felipe, too. He was running shit in the background.
Yeah, and he was helping out a lot. Like, a fucking hell lot. Yeah. Like, I didn't realize how much he was helping out until after the fact. I was like, bro, like, I wish I knew. Like,
yeah.
Look, he sent me this. This, you know when this was taken.
Badass as fuck. It's not like it looks like you're playing a saxophone. Send that to me. Put it up.
I'm gonna send it to you. Yeah. I'm gonna send it to you. But I'm like, sent me that. She's like, bro, I was fucking around.
You look like you're in a fucking ska band, bro.
And he's like, I'm like, look at the hat.
But when ska was popular. You look like you're in a ska band when ska was popular.
Pick it up.
Yeah, pick it up. You look like you were playing with like mustard plug, but like you were the red version, like ketchup plug.
Ketchup plug. Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna do that right now before I fucking forget. But it was fucking.
The hat was nice. I feel like the way that all the chips dropped, it really worked out very well with the colors that you guys picked and the hat and the shades and everything. Like, I feel like it was a nice mix and match of who the court was and who you were and your relationship with everybody in the court.
The wedding itself.
I feel like it was just, like, the little things that really just, like, fit into place that I think made it so fucking magical.
The way it all kind of came together.
Yeah, especially because there was so much shit.
It was, like, almost a year and a half, right?
There was so much shit, dude.
It was a year and a half in the making of, like, mm-hmm. planning it that it's, like, once the payoff came out.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, for sure. And especially all the other threads in that fucking web that just kind of like completely like worked out in the end, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. Like I talked about it last episode, but the shit with fucking Juan and everything. Like I don't mean to fucking make it so public, but like it was
great.
It was a crazy time. It was fucking amazing.
It was a lot happening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of like subtexture to this.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was much like your cake. It was layered.
It was definitely layered. Like you guys are getting like a deeper insight to us as the crew. I guess that's kind of like us coming back to we're reestablishing us as the crew because like it's been a minute, and I know. We didn't forget about you. Just life, and then a lot of it was this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just kind of spilling it out to you. So you know, this is what we've been up to. We worked up to this.
Yeah,
and it was definitely a team effort. Yeah, it was definitely a pub crew fucking effort. Mm-hmm. There was like
the
fucking
phone overheated.
Yeah, it was fucking
so much shit
crazy. It was so much leading up to this that you who have been watching
mm-hmm.
and know like. It's been a lot. It's been building up to it. And
it really has.
I did the damn thing.
He did the damn thing.
But Vic also helps do the damn thing.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, honestly, if I can be very candid with everybody right now, I'm actually, like, super romantic. So I've always, like, dreamt of, like, a wedding. And I've planned shit out. And just what I wanted in a wedding and everything like that. So...
Well, fucking...
Cheers, man. Being able to for my homie, my fucking be the best man... To my best man.
He was the bestest man. The bestest man.
Dankeschön. Cheers.
Now, this is the champagne we didn't get to try that night.
Mm-hmm. But
is it because we forgot about it?
Not only it's not that I just forgot about it. It's also the fact that at one point during the night... It was like, hey, nobody knows how to tap this. Can you come tap this? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Give me a second. And then when we were going to do the toast, people brought out like the champagne
bottles. Oh, right. Then bottles came out. That's what I thought. Because I remember thinking the keg, but then bottles came out. And I was like, oh. Okay.
No, because I was going to tap the keg, but I had to take care of something, and I was like, cool, I'll be back in like 10 minutes. I just got to go fix this. We're good. And then by the time I came back, like, bottles were already being distributed, so I was like, all right, fucking whatever. I'm not gonna fucking be like, no, we have to drink the cider.
Yeah, no, that's why. Because I remember being like, oh, I thought we were gonna do the keg, but then like they busted out bottles, and I was like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah,
and they just started pouring them like in the glasses. Oh, and I was like, oh well. I mean, we're still toasting anyway, so I don't give a shit.
There's a lot of bottles and a lot of things that I was like, okay, well, we're just gonna have to like run through this. Like, we're just gonna have to go with the flow.
And we did. I mean,
so many people brought bottles. So many people brought drinks, dude. Like, it was.
That's what I'm saying. Like, granted, the amount of alcohol that was there. Granted, like, I know my family can fucking drink, and I know her family can fucking drink, and then our friends, admittedly, can fucking drink.
No, yeah,
we did just fine.
It's really crazy how we do have like very like similar like landscapes of people around.
It's kind of like
the core, like half of the core can drink, like half of our core can drink and half of their core can drink.
Yeah,
like I'm not in the half of the core that can drink. Like, out of everybody in the court, like, I'm probably the person that drinks the least. Oh, no. Well, except for Juan, but he doesn't drink at all,
which is fine. And that's cool. He is the prime example of, like, even when we were in Vegas,
dude,
you don't have to drink to chill with the pub crew. But it helps. Motherfucker found a way, and it was still great.
Yeah, it was.
He was still having a great time with us.
For sure.
He didn't have to drink.
Yeah.
And he still found a way, and it was fun as hell. He had a great time. We all had a great time.
And if anything, like, he was one of the most social people there.
Yeah.
And I think it was more because he wasn't drinking, so he could actually, like, hold a conversation, and be fucking witty and banter with people. Like, that was fucking badass. That was super dope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's a prime example of, like, hey, he didn't drink. He doesn't.
No, yeah.
But he still hung out with us, even though we were like...
If I remember,
he was the consciousness to everyone there.
If I remember, I think I'm gonna do a dry January this year.
Oh, we talked about that,
if
right?
I
doing
remember,
a dry January.
Yeah,
we should as us as pub crew, we should definitely try and do a dry January. Mm-hmm. And we were coming up on it that we should plan for that.
Yeah, because
we should plan a dry January and just do like non-ABV shit, like just do.
I
a whole month of it.
Well,
I
know,
it'd be fun.
I know for sure a couple of breweries here do it. Like, I know Dead Beach does it.
Old
Sheepdog and Three Missions did it last year, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think Mountain Star does it as well.
If not, I mean, Craft
Rhythm, I'm sure it does it, because they've been around for a pretty long fucking time.
We'll have to find out, but we definitely got some stuff to try that's...
Blazing Tree, too. I'm pretty sure Blazing Tree does it, too.
I think they do.
But I think most of them do, like, either pills or, like lagers that are, like...
Usually lagers, from what I've seen.
Yeah, but anyways, that's
we should definitely try and do that.
So that's all. That's what this fucking episode is about. Is just the past, the present, the future. Without trying to get too personal, because like holy shit, like it was very heartfelt for me. It was a very hard. Dude, I did not know.
You're fucking telling me.
No, well, that's the thing. It's because I'm a big old fucking baby, dude. Like I'm a big old crybaby. Like. I wear all of my emotions on my sleeve, and I'm not ashamed of that. I think it's a good way to live about life if you're somebody like me who doesn't want the excess of life of like lying and like all that bullshit now that I'm fucking getting better. I knew I was gonna cry. I knew for sure I was gonna cry. Like, I fucking love you guys. Like, you guys are fucking amazing. You've always been amazing people to me, and that really means a lot. I put a lot of weight in my friendships, and you guys have always been there. I've known you for so fucking long that I can't even fucking remember how I met you sometimes.
We just met.
Just there, yeah.
We were children.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
We're young lads.
Exactly.
The youngest of lads.
Yeah.
And all I did was grow a beard.
You were growing a beard back then, too.
To be fair, like, fucking in middle school, fucking puberty hit me like a bitch. And I already had mutton chops.
I was so jealous.
Yeah,
like, look at this motherfucking Lemmy Kilmeister motherfucker.
Well, if you like to gamble, give me what you need.
Yeah. And ever since I did meet Cindy, like, that's why I thought the... I didn't want to make the toast too long. I didn't want to make it like stupid funny. Like I didn't want it to be like
I was open for whatever. Like I was welcome.
I get that.
I'll be honest with you. My vows and my speech ad-libbed.
I know.
But everything was like
from the heart.
It was from the heart.
Yeah.
And it was I made it as long as it needed to be in my opinion. I was like I wanted it to be I wanted the message to get conveyed.
Yeah.
and I could have rambled on. Yeah. And I thought about it several times. Yeah, I was like, there was so much I could have added, but I'm like, no, yeah. keep it short, keep it to the point. Yeah. Keep it short
and
sweet.
Actually what your mom said to me. So anyways, that's the first thing I was going to say. I knew I was going to cry during the wedding. I did not know I was going to cry when you and your mom danced to fucking You'll Be in My Heart.
Stop.
Like, that shit fucking killed me, dude. Right now. Dude, that shit killed me. Like, I forgot who was
when
next
I told
to me.
Her,
I think Quan was next to me, actually. Yeah. And Juan was like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah.
Because I told her I wanted it to be the song. Yeah. And she's like, do you want me to cry? And I'm like, if you cry, I'm going to cry. And she's like, well, then we're both going to cry. I'm like, then I guess that's what we're doing.
That's
I don't know if you noticed, there's video of us dancing, me and my mom.
Yeah.
And we're talking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know why?
What?
That was our defense mechanism.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Where do you think I fucking get it from?
Yeah.
Because she was legit cracking jokes and I was cracking jokes back. I grew up with sarcasm and that's just how we communicate.
And
so like we were just like going back and forth. Is that whole dance how it looks like we're just talking? We were just being like
that.
And
that
at
was
some point
guys.
I made a remark because I was like, this helps.
Yeah.
And she goes, I know. That's why I'm not going to.
Well, yeah, she fucking knows you, bro.
She's like, I know. That's why I'm not going to stop. She goes, if I stop, I'm going to cry. And I'm like, well, if you cry, I'm going to cry. She goes, I know. So then she cracked another joke, and I was like, I love you, Mom.
Yeah, no, that was super badass.
Yeah, I was like, it's one of those things where I'm like, she knew, I knew, and we're both like, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We both don't want to do the thing right now.
Yeah, it was bad.
She's like, I have makeup on. I don't want to cry. I'm like, I have makeup. I don't have makeup. I thought about it.
You didn't need makeup.
I didn't need makeup. I'm natural.
Although, if I ever do get married, I might do like some death metal makeup, some black metal makeup.
I had pitched that idea to Cynthia about some war paint.
Yeah.
She said no.
I mean,
granted, we red and black, so.
Yeah, no. I feel like I could.
She was right.
Yeah, I feel like I could. Convince whoever the fuck I'm gonna end up marrying, because I want to do.
Bro,
like,
if you tell me we're wearing war paint in your wedding, I'm like, I'm there.
I kind of want to do like the sideways hand thing. I think that'd be pretty fucking badass.
Saruman.
especially because of like the whole fucking like Elder Scroll shit with like the Dark Brotherhood.
Yo.
Like we know, you know, like that would. Anyways. I'm not planning my wedding.
Sounds like you're planning your fucking wedding.
No, I had already planned my wedding. And that's what I mean. Like, that's why it was. I think that's why it really fucking got to me, because. Okay, I don't want to get too fucking like depressed or anything about it, because it's not the way that I mean it. The way that I mean it is that I'm very comfortable being alone if I have to, even though I am like so like romantically inclined. The fact that I was able to like help and celebrate a love, that I feel like is very genuine and very loving, very caring, very tender, in your own very fucking special way. Like there isn't going to be another people that I can be like, oh, they're a couple just like you guys are a couple. Like there isn't, you know, like. You guys are very special in the way you guys communicate and the way you guys act towards each other and the way you guys support each other. It's fucking insane to see, because you don't really see that a lot, because it's so beautiful and so, like, I don't mean to say perfect, but it's very perfect in the way that it's very you guys. You know what I mean?
It's unique.
Yeah. Yeah. And
That's the median I found in, like, what people have told us, where I'm like, it's unique.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that's okay, because we were definitely different.
And it's a very
we didn't
thing.
Even feel pressured into doing this. We did it because it was like it's what we wanted.
Yeah, and it's but a very rare thing.
It just happened.
It makes it that much more. I'm gonna say not just rare, but like precious to fucking be around and to be able to help and celebrate. Because like, damn, dude, like I don't really feel like I need to get married. So I'm glad that like I was able to help you guys get married.
If it's any consolation, Vic, see the need to want to get married, but then to like also be like in a relationship is like from when we got married, we've been together. That was like legit our ninth year.
Yeah.
We've been together 9 years, but we just got married.
Yeah.
So I mean Do you need to get married? No.
Not at all.
You can enjoy someone's company for years and not feel pressured. It was one of those things where I was like, we didn't do it because we couldn't or we didn't want to. It was just, we didn't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't feel pressured into it.
No, for sure.
It was just was one of those days where like, I knew it was one of those things where I knew it was just going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's just inevitable. Finally,
yeah.
That's why I try to open up with something like that. Getting the best managers because I'm like, I fucking got you guys. Like, you guys would have been perfect to fucking get married at any point, anytime. Like,
yeah.
Any fucking universe.
You nailed it.
It was, honestly, dude, that's what helped me fucking pick out the whole, like, toast as the best man because I try to keep it more as, like, hey, like, you're pretty much, like, kicking everything off. Like, don't make it too heavy. Don't make it too funny. Don't make it too, like, you know what
you're
I mean?
Trying
like,
to find.
Yeah, like, you're the person that people are going to springboard off. Like, as long as I gave, like, a very positive energy and a very, like, happy tone and a very genuine message, I feel like I did okay. And I feel like I did pretty fucking good. I don't ever want to listen.
Bro, you kicked his ass.
I don't ever want to listen to myself talk about it, but or like.
Bro,
hear
I'm
it.
Trying to find someone who. Well, I know the photographer did, but I want to find someone that recorded the speeches.
Oh, dude, I would not want to hear myself.
I would want to rehear him.
That is too.
I would
crazy.
Love to rehear him.
Oh, super.
Because I got to tell you, between you and Jennifer's, I was tearing up.
Yeah, I hope
I was
so,
legit
man.
There because you guys were like technically like off to the side.
Yeah.
And I'm there holding my glass and I just felt like a fucking Jarl in his fucking throne. And I'm just there just like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm holding my glass like. He's right.
Yeah.
Well, we don't drink yet.
There's actually like a whole section that I didn't do. It was gonna just be like a jab, but like that's never like ever gonna be heard of or like seen from again. I'm never gonna talk about it, but it was gonna be
well,
like,
you gotta talk
it was
about
gonna,
it now.
No, it was just gonna be like a lot more funny and a lot more humorous, but like the day of with the way everything was unfolding and the way everybody was acting and how like caring and like beautiful it was. I was like, nah, like this isn't the vibe. Like this is I just need to fucking be simple. I need to like keep it nice and pretty, you know, like. And it fucking worked out great. It was super fun.
That was great. Yeah, you fucking went off without a hitch.
For real. I started talking to friends that I hadn't talked to in years. People who I might have not ended the best of terms with, you know, that kind of came back and everything was great and it worked out.
It really did.
It's fucking beautiful. I don't know what to say. It was
everything kind of just worked out.
Yeah, it was super dope.
So I'm saying everyone talking, conversing, and
oh yeah, I'm very scared of the future and what it might hold.
I mean, but that's also the beauty of it.
That
you
is,
know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's also the beauty of it is that it's like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary, sure, but it's fucking great.
It really
and
is.
That's something I've learned to like embrace over the years. That it's like, yeah, you don't know. But as much anxiety as that I have, you kind of learn to appreciate and accept that kind of shit. That you're just like,
oh yeah,
yeah, you don't. So why worry about it?
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Fucking, you gotta ride the fucking lightning, man. Mm-hmm. You just gotta fucking go and just, yeah, just take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't know, so why worry about it? Mm-hmm. So when it happens, all right.
Yeah.
That's where you're at. You're good. You'll be fine. That was my whole, circling back to the beginning.
Yeah.
That's the slightly confident approach that I have
to
life.
No, for sure.
That I'm like, I'm just slightly confident in everything. That I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be all right. I mean, very least okay.
Oh, I mean, I feel like it went very fucking well.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying is like,
yeah,
you expect shit to maybe go wrong or shit to happen, right?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
No, dude. And
it was great.
If anything,
and like, if any inconveniences or anything happened, I'm like, this was the least of my problem. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
I expected.
Yeah. Oh, worse. Yeah. Exactly. And that's why I feel like me and Jenny took a very good approach to how we handled everything and how we kind of like, with like not trying to be disrespectful, but kind of like sheep, like shepherded, herded you guys to be like, hey, you should probably think about this. You should probably do this. Like,
I mean, that's great because it's shit we're not thinking about.
Yeah.
Like, we're thinking about a lot. Sure. We got a lot to deal with because, you know, a whole fucking wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain shit we're not thinking about.
Yeah.
And it's like at the end, it's like, I see what you did.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, thank you.
Hey, you know what? Big shout out to Jenny because, like, I feel like me and her made a pretty good fucking team because I am I am very romantic and creative, and she is very analytical and fucking
and like objective.
Objective, yeah.
Yeah, like it, has to get done.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And like it was something I didn't notice during the wedding too, but until like Cynthia pointed out to me,
yeah,
after the fact, was that during the wedding, like I remember she came up to me and you at one point, right, like for the boutonnieres, and like she put that shit on my shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
where she was like, hey, can you do this? Like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then, like, she showed you how to do it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't see how you did it. But you were like, well, I can't do it to me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I didn't see how you do it. No, so how do I do it to him? Because I didn't see how you did it.
All you have to do is bend the needle.
Exactly. Right. Like, after the fact. Yeah. But she's like, okay, now do it to everyone else. And I'm like, but he saw I didn't because you did it to me.
Yeah.
But how do I do it to him?
Yeah. No, and that's why that was funny because I'm like, like, she has fucking 100 things in her brain.
Did.
Like,
that's we figured it out. Figured it out.
No, I just thought it was super funny because I'm like, yeah, you just have to, like.
So you ended up figuring it out. Like, we figured it out.
Like, but I saw it happen, but it's just like, this is the last thing that we fucking thought of. Like, this is, like, the biggest thing that we were, like, panicking over, which is, like, a very small thing in the grand scheme of things. The biggest,
littlest thing that we overlooked. That we were like, fuck.
To me, that was what was so freaking amazing about that wedding. Because, like, for us, at least, like, the whole panic button was just like,
we never considered a boutonniere.
Yeah.
Like, until she was like, yeah, what's going on the lapel? And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, am I like a pin?
La who?
Well, I know what a lapel is. Yeah. But then she was like, yeah, like the fucking flower. I'm like,
I was like, that's
how I messaged you. I was like, bro, I never considered.
Do you want to know why?
What the fuck?
Do you want to know why? Because we were too hyped up about the cufflinks. Because the cufflinks were like the. We didn't take a picture of them, though.
We did.
All six of them?
What do you mean?
All of us together?
Probably not.
No, we didn't.
I know there's. I've seen several pictures of people with their cufflinks out.
Yeah, we didn't take an Avengers picture of it.
You're right.
Yeah. That's where we fucked up.
We did fuck up.
We'll have to do that for an anniversary.
We'll have to. But no, like, even on that, like, so it came to my attention after the fact that Cynthia was telling me, like, her sister, like, as like on point as she was of everything, like being like making sure everyone's where she needed to be, she definitely had like two sides that day.
Yeah.
So when it came to me and Cynthia, the nicest person.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Anyone else, you better fucking listen.
Get the fuck out the way.
You better get out the way or listen to what the fuck I'm about
to
tell
you. Thing,
like, and I didn't realize that until after the fact, because like I remember when she came up to you and me, that she was like, hey, lift up your shoes. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she put that shit on her shoes, right? And then, like, the boutonnieres, like, she was like, okay, we're going to do this. And then she showed you, and she's like, figure it out. Like,
I had it covered. Like,
no, I get that.
Me and her talked a lot. And honestly, the thing was, like, me and her had, like, a whole fucking, like, post mortem session of, like, talking. Yeah. Like, we would just fucking, like, each get, like, coffee or something. Cause that's actually, like, the thing that we fucking bonded over. I fucking love coffee. She loves coffee, but. I thought that was super funny because we would like get together, drink coffee, talk about the wedding, fucking make sure everybody was like on the right path, you know? And then
there was a lot in the works that we didn't realize.
And then
I was like, oh, it's just kind of working. And then I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I noticed shit didn't just happen.
Yeah.
So like when I see shit like plan out the way it did, that I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's coordination. I'm like, oh, I'm like, yeah. You guys actually like,
oh dude, we fucking love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. I know that. I didn't doubt that, but it's one of those things that I'm like, oh, there's shit. It made me realize there's a lot of shit I overlooked
because
it was already taken care of.
Well, yeah, because there's shit that you didn't need to think about when it was your fucking day. And that's the whole. That's
but
the
as
whole
a person
reason.
Who looks at everything, like you know me,
yeah.
As a person who looks at everything and wants to see everything, and I'm just that person, right? Like I want to see everything as a whole. But it's also a situation I don't have 100% control of. To understand that, like, that much control was mm-hmm. taken care of, that I'm like, yeah. But what about, oh.
Yeah, no.
I didn't have to. It's already, it's done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
No.
Okay,
and
that's
for sure,
cool.
Like, for sure, like, Jenny, like, did a
like,
lot of
to
the
me,
workload.
I'm like, that's...
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, no, because, like, Jenny did a lot of the workload, and I was just in charge of you guys. Which is honestly like the like a thing that needed a
but
fucking
But I'm a lot of maintenance, Vic. Let's be honest.
Well, it's not just you. It's everybody. Like,
Vic,
all
I'm
of
a
you,
lot of maintenance.
All of you guys are bougie-ass bitches, and I hate it.
Are you talking about the whole court?
The whole court. The all of you guys are bougie-ass bitches. Like,
even JB? He's not that... Is he that bougie?
It's not that he's bougie. It's just that... This dude thinks everything is all right, and he thinks like three things are really good, and one of them is one piece.
You're not wrong.
No, I'm not, and I love the guy. Like,
it is JB.
He's
you
a
know
fucking
you're...
badass. JB is one of the realest motherfuckers I've ever met in my life.
He really
but
is.
God damn, if I ain't gonna talk shit.
I was like, even JB, you're right.
Well, no,
he wouldn't
yeah.
be the one to be like, it's all good. He'd be yeah. like, it is good.
Yeah. Exactly, but
yeah,
like Daniel,
right.
Daniel's a bougie ass bitch. Bueno's a bougie ass bitch.
Yeah.
Juan is a bougie ass bitch. Dan is surprisingly a bougie ass bitch.
Really?
Like, well, it's because he's like into whiskeys, into cigars, and he's like, I thought because he was a, like a juggalo,
I thought he was
he'd
just
be
dabbling.
Well, yeah,
because like I love cigars and I love yeah. whiskeys, but I don't think like when I've had I try to have these conversations, mm-hmm. he doesn't like. Hit me on all the levels that I'm like, okay, he knows some, but I'm like,
yeah.
okay, he definitely dabbles. So I'll be like, someone I'd like to.
But I mean, take a look at how he acted
yeah.
in Vegas.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Shout out to Dan. That wasn't a diss, I swear. But I feel like Dan really came out of his shell in Vegas.
It was great.
It was fucking amazing. That's the. Going to, like, go fucking gamble with him was, like, the coolest fucking part.
I think that's
of,
crazy
like, that
hearing, like,
night.
He found his game and, like...
Dude, he was... There is no way. I have never met anybody who was so sure about something in their lives and it works out for them that easily.
I was just baffled when I found out how much he was up in fucking roulette. I was like,
dude,
are you serious?
We didn't leave until, like, 6 in the morning. It was
yeah, when
crazy.
I heard...
Because
I crapped out before that.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking crapped
yeah.
out. I was like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, I love that we all just had, like, different fucking schedules and different, like... Everybody, like, of course you were going to get your own room, but, like, all the people who paired up were, like... I think we talked about it last episode, actually. Everybody was just, like, very...
Yeah,
paired well together.
The people who woke up early as fuck were paired together. The
yeah.
people who kind of like took their own time paired up together. I think you and I end up with our own room.
Yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, because
yeah.
Bueno. Sorry,
yeah.
Bueno.
Sorry, shout out, Bueno.
Hey, put up the ice bar.
Yeah.
Photoshop. It's my favorite one.
I love it.
It's my favorite.
I show
one.
It to everybody.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, look, Bueno was there.
He was there.
He was here.
The boy.
He's with the boys. He's with the boys.
Yeah. Oh man, that was super dope. It was super amazing. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was a really great time. Like. Everything
yeah.
sort of went super fucking amazing. And honestly, like, for someone who, to get very real on the show, has had it very rough mentally for a while, it was awesome to be a part of something that was just a celebration of love and a celebration of joy. That was, like, therapy for me. Like, that was fucking amazing. So, hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You're the fucking best, man.
No, you're the best, man. Shit. Don't you fucking give me that title. You fucking have it. I gave it to you.
I just got logic.
I dubbed you, bitch.
I just fucking got logic. I can't believe it.
But anyways.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like we should close it out because I feel like we're just gonna get more and more emotional.
No, we wrapped it up. We put a nice bow on it. Yeah. We got the idea through.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you to everyone who's followed for sure my story and journey, and ours together is like the bestest mensch and the groomsman.
Yeah.
Groom himself. Groomsman.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That way, my around. Bad.
Yeah.
I know we've been talking about it, but like that's definitely like what just happened recently. So that's kind of what's like offset our episodes for a little bit is like just dealing with that. But that's why we're definitely taking the champagne with you right now. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating with you, celebrating us, Pub Crew, you guys. Thank you guys for supporting, viewing, whatever the hell it is you do to support us. We appreciate every little bit that you do,
for sure.
It means a lot to us. We see it, comments, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Shares, everything like that. It means a lot to us. We really appreciate it, and we mean to keep delivering that to you now that we're kind of at a more stable part.
Yeah, for
slightly real, more stable. Because for sure, I'm going to say like a month. Like even leading up to it to now has been like kind of hectic. We push out episodes when we could.
Dude, I was on a high for like the whole week after. I was...
For real. Like, for real. It was like a leading up to and even after. It was like everyone reached their peak of like, we're just gonna chill. We're gonna do our own fucking thing, which was great. We all needed that collectively.
Oh yeah,
because it was a year and a half in the making, and it was great that it came to what it was. You heard about that, and we appreciate you for tuning in and supporting us in that. But more Pub Crew to come to you. We got more shit lined up, more stuff, more. Thing.
Yeah, we don't want to promise anything because we don't want to just straight up say what we're gonna do. But
yeah, I can't promise you anal if I can't deliver. Just saying. Is that not what we were talking about?
But like Street Fighter 6 is out, so
we should definitely do that. So, bro, Rashida's out. We should definitely do that. No, we should
for sure.
Definitely do that.
Yeah, no, I'm down.
I'm fucking down.
But I'm super fucking down. Street Fighter 6 has been really fun. Actually, like, I don't mean to sound like super fucking like,
just do it,
stereotypical.
Nah, I just do it.
But like fighting Juan in Street Fighter 6 is like, goddamn, this must be how like Ryu feels when he meets up with Ken, you know, like every couple of
years.
It wasn't a real fight.
You gotta understand, it was no sticks.
It was like in the Alpha movie
where I had a rough struggle with it. I was like, this sucks.
Dude, it did.
Granted,
suck.
Like the joystick and the D, I don't know, it sucked.
Yeah, it did.
I'm not saying it's my excuse why I lost, but it sucked.
No, it fucking sucked.
It was a bitch and a half trying to do shit on that shit. I was like, this sucks, bro.
Yeah.
I'm mad at
But
I'm going to go back to Marvel.
And honestly gave me the motivation to be like, okay, next time we meet, I got to make sure I can fucking whoop his ass.
Bro, for the fucking wedding. We were at Dan's apartment. We were playing Guilty Gear.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to play, but I had to get ready. That shit
it was great.
Yeah.
I was like, that was our fucking, like, our premeditation. Oh, I was like, we're just playing Guilty Gear.
Yeah.
Taking turns in fucking Guilty Gear and just playing people online. We're like, this is great.
Yeah. But see you guys later. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for tuning in. We love you guys. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, share, all that good shit that we're supposed to tell you.
At the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I think we did say it at the beginning
of
the show.
Actually.
Yeah.
We did. But yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to say we did.
Hey, you know what? This is made possible by viewers like you.
Arthur and shit.
Yeah.
But thank you. We'll see y'all next week. Love you.
Well, actually,
bitch.
Well, we